at SAFM Radio and at Oliver_speaking on Twitter.
Something spectacular happened this week. The United States Embassy released an advisory about a possible terror attack in Sandton and advised its people to move around considerably less and to take note of this. They didn't give any more detail than that. Nothing more except that. The South African government effectively, by not quite saying it, but by saying it, saying, we don't know anything of the sort. Nothing's going to happen. If anything is going to happen, we will let you know. Go about your lives. That is effectively the cumulative message between the president as well as NetJoint, National Joint Committee on Safety and Security. So the question is, you and I are left to have to evaluate, who do we believe? Firstly, were the correct communication protocols followed in this instance? And then secondly, under what circumstances should a security advisory about potential terror attacks be issued? And how should it be issued? I'm joined on the line by Peter Fabricius, who is a analyst on foreign policy issues, as well as an independent journalist with the Daily Maverick and the Institute of Security Studies. I'm also joined by Saul Molobi, who is the CEO of Brand Hill Africa, former chief director of public diplomacy at Derco. Maybe let me start with you, Saul. Were the correct diplomatic protocols followed by the U.S. Embassy in issuing this advisory?
Not really, but I will. There should be some kind of protocol and etiquette agreed to between a diplomatic mission and a host country. But at the same time, the problem is that intelligence officers in diplomatic missions are not declared. Often they are undercover. So as a result, yeah, one wouldn't know who to get information from. But at the same time, I would say that looking at the revelations at the Zondo State Capture Commission, at the Commission of Inquiry into the Intelligence Services, and also a former head of State Security Agency saying things about the president, I would say, as an observer, the South African Intelligence Services has a reputation problem. I don't think intelligence services from other countries will confide in them, because they don't have any guarantee that what they share with our intelligence officers will stay classified. You don't be put into the public domain along the way.
Yeah. So what you're arguing is effectively that there is good reason for other intelligence agencies and foreign governments to be skeptical of South African intelligence agencies. But surely that they didn't need to share the detail of the intelligence, but just to say, hey, we are the CIA and we have credible information that, or credible intelligence, that there would be a potential terror attack in Sandton City on Saturday. Without giving much detail, should they have shared that with the president of South Africa? And should they then have allowed for the president of South Africa and our security agencies to make public that advisory?
Yes, I would say so. They should have done that also as part of their effort in containing international terrorism. They are not only accountable to the U.S. citizens who are in South Africa, but they are accountable to humanity as a whole. Because if there's any act of terrorism, it will affect human beings. So for that reason, I would say they were supposed to share such information with the South African government. Despite, the problems that I've already raised, that the intelligence community internationally could be having with our intelligence offices. And perhaps I should say, I'm not talking as a security expert, but as a brand specialist, because ultimately we look at perceptions. But again, based on my international relations experience, also as a diplomat, I would say that, yeah, some of the things I'm saying are valid.
Yeah. Peter, let me bring you in here. Also, not that you're a intelligence specialist, but you certainly know a lot more about security than the average South African. In fact, it's your bread and butter. Let's start here. How much certainty would an intelligence agency have about a potential attack for it to issue a public advisory?
Yeah, look, I think that I agree with a lot of what Saul said. I mean, I don't think that they have to have, let's say, certainty beyond a reasonable doubt, like almost like a legal certainty, because, you know, they're issuing a warning essentially to their own people. I mean, obviously, they can't completely disregard other people, but their primary responsibility as an embassy is to their own people, to make sure that no harm comes to their people. So my sense is that they would tend to err on the side of caution. In other words, if they had any kind of reason to suspect this might happen, they would be inclined to issue that warning, just to cover themselves, you know. So, and I think one has to bear that in mind. I mean, that's their kind of responsibility as you know, as American bureaucrats to their people,
yeah,
and to their Congress.
Were South African intelligence and security agencies found to be embarrassed in this moment?
Yeah, look, what we don't really know, and I mean, you discussed that already. We don't really know if the Americans shared this with the South Africans. The source says that there is maybe a tendency amongst these people not to, because there's a lot of skepticism about the abilities and the integrity of the South African intelligence community. There's huge divisions within it still that linger on from the state capture era. But it is still possible, and we don't know that for sure, although some of our own government ministers have been saying otherwise. It is possible that the Americans might have shared it. I've seen reports, and of course they're quoting anonymous sources, that it was shared at certain levels, but it didn't somehow filter up to the top.
Yeah.
So that when President Ramaphosa said, it's unfortunate that we were not informed, it is possible that he might not have been informed, but that lower down the ranks, they were. So, I mean, that might still come out, because this thing is causing quite a lot of friction between the embassy and the government.
Yeah, but now that there's an advisory to that effect, what should be the response be of the South African security forces?
Yeah, look, interestingly enough that you should ask that, there's a statement, I don't know if you've seen a statement that came out from NAT Joints, you know,
yeah,
the National Joint Operational and Intelligence Structure, which is quite an interesting statement, because, yeah, they do say, well, they had not confirmed the veracity of any threat at this stage in time, and so on, and then just generally warning, I think not necessarily the U.S. Embassy as such, but other people about not creating alarm. But they also, in a sense, have put everybody on a state of vigilance.
Yeah.
And they're putting it in the broader context. They're saying this is, you know, this is holiday season coming up. The country will have over 500 events from 28th October to 30th October 2022. More than 200 of those will be hosted in Gauteng. This calls for heightened police visibility, roadblocks, and search and seizure. I get the feeling that what they're trying to say is, this is now we're going to react to this, you know, so that there will hopefully be, you know, heightened security in Sandton tomorrow. I mean, as you would have read, the main concern seems to be that this gay pride march might be the target, but there could be other things.
Mm-hmm.
And with a bit of luck, the fact that this attention has been focused now on the area, anyway, might deter attack, but also because there is now clearly heightened vigilance, even though this NAT joint is sort of suggesting it was there anyway. But I read this as meaning that they, you know, Hello, we're awake now and we're on the case, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Saul, the South African government responded with two separate statements, one from the president, one from NACH joined today. The president's statement had no detail. It didn't tell us whether or not we should believe the Americans, and two, it didn't tell us whether or not they know anything and whether or not we're safe. Was this also a communication blunder on part of the South African government, and specifically stemming out of the presidency?
Yeah, I mean, that is, of course, quite a difficult question to answer because we don't know that exactly what's out there. And I suppose we don't know for certain whether the Americans shared what they had with the South Africans.
Yeah.
I think that apart from the fact that the intelligence community has got a bit of a reputational problem, as our colleague pointed out, there's also a tendency to downplay security threats of this nature. I mean, I've heard this before, discussions where they basically write this off as just, you know, Western intelligence agencies trying to sort of drag us into the war against terror and creating alarm and so on. I mean, that's kind of changing over the years, and I think one of the reasons that changed it was a response by our intelligence minister last year, which showed that she was really concerned about the threat from ISIS to attack South Africa if it went into Cabo Delgado. You know, so that's I think the reaction and the approach of our intelligence agencies is changing, but there is a bit of a lag still. I agree that there needs to be. I think this NAT joint thing is a bit, after a day or so of consideration, is a slightly more intelligent response, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah. Saul, do you want to respond to that as well? Did the presidency as a point of first instance respond adequately?
The problem is that there is this unwritten rule that South African communicators can comment on any security related matter publicly. But in this instance, especially within the context of the prevalence of social media, it is a problem, because then you have this communique issued by the US having circulated extensively on social media long before our media institutions captured it, and later on it was only then that the South African government responded. So they were reactive instead of being proactive. For me, it's like in an accident scene where your tow truck will arrive much earlier than your police and your ambulance. So this is what happened in this instance. So for me, I would say the president just responded because he was facing journalists, and government only met later to look at this matter, and is then that they prepared the second statement. But it's a problem. It's like you can't take this matter lightly. It's like being marked by a thug with a gun that you suspect it's fake, but you can't take that chances.
Yeah.
You just have to take precautionary measures in case it turns out to be true. So even the way they responded to say, I saw in some instances people saying it's fake news, don't take it seriously. I would say this is very, very risky, because what if it turns out to be true? We shouldn't also forget that the U.S. consulate is right in Sandton. So we shouldn't look at the possibility linking it only to the event, but we should also look at the U.S. consulate being right next to Sandton City. And we know Brent America has problems internationally. So if there's any terrorism that could be targeting any country, we do know that it will target the U.S.
Yeah. Peter, are consulates generally vulnerable?
Okay, I'll just come in to say that, yes, they are extremely vulnerable. During my 4 years stay in Milan as a consul general, it was only two consulates that were under 24-hour army guard. And this was the UK's consulate general and the American consulate general in Milan. Yes, they are vulnerable because ultimately they represent their countries.
Yeah. So thank you so much for your time, Peter. Thank you so much for your time, gentlemen. Really, really do appreciate for your insights. And I truly hope that such an attack does not happen. But I hope that our country and our state and security infrastructure is generally more prepared about these sorts of things in the future, and that our intelligence operatives do what they're supposed to do, which is collect intelligence and inform the nation should there be such a threat of a terror attack. Thank you so much for that. It's 7 o'clock. That brings us to the end of the show. Thank you so much for being with us. Next week,